Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 42 degrees here on this Thursday morning, 1 week before Thanksgiving. During the fifth debate Wednesday night, 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls took the stage in Atlanta, Georgia. Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about what he called widespread corruption in America.
We can deal with Trump's corruption, but we also have to stand up for the working families of this country. We also have to stand up to the fact that our political system is corrupt, dominated by a handful of billionaires, and that our economy is rigged with three people owning more wealth than the bottom half of America.
30-year-old Robert Ward of Hayesville was arrested on an arson charge in Wichita's Delano neighborhood. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it was in connection with a fire early yesterday at the Presto gas station at Seneca and McLean.
When officers arrived and firefighters, Ward was contacted and arrested without further incident. The investigation revealed that Ward had poured some gasoline onto a rug by the front doors and lit it on fire. It is believed that mental health possibly contributed to this incident.
Suspect was booked into jail for one count of arson.
Four people, including a mother and two of her children, have pleaded guilty in a $5.4 million conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in northwest Missouri and northeast Kansas. They are among nine defendants who have entered guilty pleas in the case. The methamphetamine was distributed from Kansas City to the St. Joseph and the Atchison, Kansas areas.
Today is the annual Great American Smokeout, designed to get people to quit smoking.
For more than 40 years, the American Cancer Society has hosted the Great American Smokeout on the third Thursday of November in communities across the country to encourage the more than 34 million Americans who smoke. The ACS says smoking remains the single largest preventable cause of death and illness in the world, causing an estimated 480,000 deaths every year. Though progress as cigarette smoking rates have dropped from 42% in 1965 to 14% in 2017. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Pacific Gas and Electric expected to restore power today to virtually all of the 120,000 people it intentionally blacked out to avoid the risk of catastrophic wildfires. The nation's largest utility cut the juice yesterday in 10 northern and central California counties because of concerns that dry, windy weather could throw debris into power lines, causing them to spark and ignite tinder dry brush. PG&E equipment has caused some of California's most destructive wildfires in recent years.
After serving our country, a retired Army intelligence officer returned home and opened a fitness center to help his Ohio community combat opioid addiction.
Dale King served in Iraq and Afghanistan and came home to find a community with too many people with opioid addictions. So we decided to do something about it.
We opened up a gym, and that gym led to follow-on opportunities, one of which was a partnership with the area's only nonprofit drug addiction treatment center called the Counseling Center. And what we did is a year ago, we piloted a brand new innovative program to where we started bringing CrossFit classes to people going through recovery.
King tells Fox and Friends you can't rely on government programs to make things right.
Small business is the backbone of America, and we have, through compassionate commerce, the ability to fix this problem if you care, if you're profit aligns with your purpose, we can fight this problem.
You can find out more about his program at docspartan.com. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold front has swept through south-central Kansas, but we have even colder air that's going to be coming in tonight and overnight that will drop temperatures below freezing. Breezy today with a high near 50. We could see a mix of rain and some light snow overnight. Our low near 30. That will come to an end by early afternoon on Friday with a high 39. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, cloudy sky, north winds at 18 miles per hour, 42 degrees with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. Scientists are predicting a rare meteor outburst this week that may be brief, but incredibly intense. A brilliant flurry in the sky near the Unicorn constellation is expected tonight over the eastern half of North America and all of South America. The action should unfold early Friday morning over the western portions of Europe and Africa. Hundreds of shooting stars may be visible as Earth plows through the dusty trail of an unidentified comet. It says the eastern half of the U.S. I don't know if it doesn't say here whether Kansas is going to be able to see it or not. Be something to, they're saying people ought to go out and take a look if you can, if you're up that time of day and you've got a clear sky. We're probably going to have clouds and snow and all that anyway, according to the forecast. Although if you look at that forecast, it doesn't say anything about accumulation of snow, just maybe some snow mixed. They call the, what they call it, the wintry mix. It's probably what it's going to be. Not much more than that. All right. Bad news from the Sedgwick County Zoo, where Talali, the 14-year-old tiger, one of two tigers we had at the Sedgwick County Zoo, died Sunday. Apparently the tiger had been in very poor health, and the zookeeper discovered a mass on her body. They had been monitoring it, but her health quickly worsened. And so the animal had to be euthanized. But so we're down to one big cat out there, one big tiger. And, of course, a beautiful animal. Looked to me like they're pretty dangerous. I wouldn't want to try to feed one, but... We're down one. And like you, did you say that one of our tigers gave birth a while back?
Oh, it was her.
It was her. And
she gave birth a few years ago to a couple of tiger cubs.
When that happens, of course, the cubs usually go to another zoo someplace. And I'm sure that's what happened there. But so we've lost one of our tigers at the Sedgwick County Zoo.
And I love that big old tiger out at Tanganyika.
You got a big tiger out there, too. Yeah.
He's beautiful.
All right. 7:36 now.
He's a white tiger.
Yeah, That's a beautiful, beautiful animal. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, it was on this date in 1967. This is November 21st, by the way. 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Air Quality Act, encouraging or regulating things such as car emissions, automobile and motor vehicle emissions, and power plant emissions, so forth and so forth. And I think it had a huge impact over the years. And I think it's... My feeling is, and I've been alive since the air was kind of dirty, I'm feeling that it's done a great deal of good. But there are some who say, it doesn't mean much. But there it is, the Air Quality Act. It's trying to make air safer for all of us out here. We got to breathe.
That's pretty important.
All right, Ted, we got a week until Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, a week from today.
1 week away, and folks are making plans, I know, to go to visit somebody or to get together with their families. And it's I put on my personal Facebook today, it's one of my favorite holidays. It's in the top two, I'll tell you that right now. Because I've always liked the family aspect of big families getting together. And you and I have talked about this before, but on my family, with my mom and dad, what did my dad have? Six kids in his family, and my mom had six kids in her family. So I wound up with more than 30 cousins.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And most of the time, frankly, we got together with the relatives on my dad's side of the family. And so we had these great big family gatherings, and I just remember them all with a lot of sentimentalism for the Thanksgiving time of the year. You know, we did, when I was a young pup working in broadcasting, one of the first places I worked was KEYN radio back in the early days, mm-hmm. when they were the Rock of Wichita. And they were owned at that time. The radio station was owned by a fellow by the name of Lowell Denniston.
Okay.
And Lowell had, I think, 9 Mr. D's grocery stores.
Oh, my.
As I remember, they were independently owned and operated. And
that's where I went to shop when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think Lowell.
Mom took us to Mr. D's.
I think Lowell was from Cheney,
in the Boulevard Plaza.
Yeah. So what happened then, we were a struggling young company. We weren't making a lot of money or anything. So this time of the year would roll around, and for a bonus, the employees would each get a frozen turkey.
Bingo.
Okay, now I'm 21, 22 years old. My wife and I are young. We have a little child. We don't have much money.
and a bird worth $8 or $9, whatever it was at that time, was a big deal.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
Said, thank you. And then at the Christmas time, we'd get a nice ham. It was several years before they did something called the cash bonus, which has since, of course, gone the way of the dinosaur. There's no such thing anymore. But that was what they did. And they had a couple of promotions. It was like WKRP in Cincinnati. It was crazy. One of the promotions at this time of the year was give your boss the bird, which was you would write in on a card or something, a letter, and tell us why your boss is a great person. And then several of them would win a turkey.
Turkey. Yeah.
We'd give them a turkey. So give your boss the bird. So that went on for a couple of years. And then they thought, Christmas time's coming up. We got to do something with these hams. What do we do with the hams? Well, give your boss a pork in the mouth. That was the other promotion. I just remember those because when we were young and crazy in the early days of radio, we did all kinds of silly stuff, but it was fun. And this time of the year, we always had a great time. Then we'd have those, we'll get into this later, we had those Christmas parties where everybody got together and it was great food and everybody had too much to drink and if spouses would come in, yeah.
Let the good times roll.
So I was in charge a few years of making the Christmas tape, which was just a narrative of all the silly things going on in the year.
Right.
And making fun of people and jokes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Of course, half the people there could care less.
Right.
They had no idea what you're talking about. So the Christmas tape's another one of those things that has gone the way of dinosaurs over the years.
I think TV stations still do that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Compilation of the year's gaffes.
Yeah. Gaffes. Well, see, ours was just... I remember one year I did Keen Man and Santa, which was a takeoff on Cake mm-hmm. Man and Santa. And I think it was Dick Schmidt did Santa. And I was doing the Keen Man like this. And we did all these jokes. It was I got that somewhere. I'll have to dig that out and see if Tony can dub that for me somehow and get it on digital. But, we had a good time in those days. We're trying to have a good time today with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. Right, Ted? 7:41 now. Keep it here for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. A new business for Coke. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.